B'tochen for Life, Shir number 130, Wednesday, Parshas Dvarim, Rish Chodesh Av. We are advancing in the levels of B'tochen, and the fourth level that the Chovos Halavos discusses is what he calls Machase, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my shelter. And we actually discussed this a month ago on Rish Chodesh Tammuz. We spoke about the Pasuk that we say today in Hallel, Toiv Lachaseis B'Hashem. And we mentioned from the Vilna Gaon that it's better to feel sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he didn't promise to save you, mi b'toyach ba'adam, than to rely on a human being, even if the human being did promise to save you. And we discussed it in Shir 104. You could listen over there. But let's understand now, what exactly does it mean machase, and how does it help us advance on the B'tochen ladder? So the third level, which was kivinu, which was hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we explained was a general feeling that even if a person is Rachmana Litzlan and a Tzara, he always hopes for Hashem's Yeshua. Whether he understands how Hashem's going to save him, whether he doesn't, he hopes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. Machse is a higher level than that. Because machse is not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save a person when he's in a tzara, Rachmana Litzlan. Machse is a general feeling that a person is always under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shelter. He is always in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in complete control of every detail of his life. That's what machse is. And it is actually of utmost importance for this time of the year. During the 9 days, when it's a time that we feel sadness for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that we are far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we must never forget that even though it looked like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us, but really it's Machsi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an endless love for us. And the reason why we are supposed to feel this sadness is to make us feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we feel like we're missing him, and we want to be able to see him, so to speak, and feel the connection to him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is unchanged. Even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the same love for us. It's just behind what's called a Hester Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just hides his face, but his love for us is the same. And therefore we have to internalize in our minds the concept of machsi, especially during these times. Even if we're feeling the avelus, we always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and constant protection for us. 24 hours a day, without a moment's distraction. And the Pasuk says, Oymar Lashem machsi umtsudasi. I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is my shelter, he is my protection. And the Mefarshim explain that even if a person doesn't feel it, and he can't, so to speak, internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his protection, he should say it anyway. Oymar Lashem, you say it out with your mouth. Constantly, the Ribbono Shel Olam is machsi umtsudasi. He is my shelter, and he is my protection. And the more you repeat it, the more you will feel it. The more we internalize that no matter what's going on, whether we understand it or we don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely in control, and everything that happens comes from His love. That is the feeling of Machsi. Everything's in control. Hashem's control. And the more we feel it, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us Machsi Umtsudasi. The more He will show us that He protects us from Tzaris and will constantly send us Bracha and Atzlacha.